make some promises tonight.
Ha, we used to laugh and say this is the politician's theme song, but it is. Dennis Muchmore is on our AT&T line. He's the government relations and regulatory advisor leader with the Honigman firm, and he was Governor Snyder's chief of staff. Thank you for being here. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I just got off the phone with Matt Hall, the House Republican leader from the Marshall area there, the Republican, Richland Township. And we were talking about the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, since you work for a law firm. She says that this automatic income tax reduction that was written into state law in 2015 and supposed to be triggered this month was really only a one-year deal, that it was supposed to be for 1 year that the tax rate would drop to 4.05 when the state hit a certain amount of money. You were there when this happened, right? What was the intent?
The intent was that it reversed and stayed in place. And,
so,
you know, I mean, attorney generals have different opinions. That's why they call them opinions. And, you know, I'm sure that opinion would be challenged immediately. And my guess is that that opinion that she has won't be sustained. But I don't have any ideas. The way the system works is the attorney general makes an opinion and people go to court. And then they decide whether or not she's correct or not.
So the income tax rate is supposed to go from 4.25 to 4.05, and it just seems to me that if you were the attorney general and you were the governor and you were the Democrats, I mean, they're not dumb people. They know that if what you're saying is true, that this goes to court, and court says, nope, that was meant to be permanent, not one time, that they will have shown their hand in an effort to stop people from getting a tax break. That seems kind of... You do that at your own peril, don't you?
I think you do. I mean, I think it's pretty impolitic, and I'm not sure why that they come to that conclusion. But you know, it's the way the system works, and it's a strange set of decisions that they've made in that office, and I'm sure they'll continue to make decisions that. That I question, and they'll be proven right in some instances and wrong in others.
I don't know. You know Governor Snyder very well. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would go to that trouble for a one-year tax cut.
No. I don't think that anyone in that office would agree that it was a one-year tax cut. So, You know, well, I mean, Brian Kelly... as you know, was heavily involved in that too, and I haven't talked to Brian about this, but I'm sure that that's the way Brian feels. But, it's a strange situation. I'm not quite sure why you would make that ruling, but I'm sure that she has what she feels is grounds to do so.
Governor tried to circumvent the tax cut altogether by giving out $180 rebate checks. To pacify everyone instead, and that didn't fly, and so this seems to be like sort of the next step. The other part I'm interested in terms of where does the money go is we are reading this morning that the Ford Motor Company has lost $4 billion in their electrical vehicle business. They say they have a plan to eventually become profitable with that, but in the meantime, the Strategic Fund has given $120.3 million for the Ford Motor Company in Marshall, near Firekeepers Casino, where we're heard on WKZO, to build this battery plant right at 94 and 69, with land acquisition and site preparation and wastewater and all that sort of stuff. So the money is going there, or some money is going there. At the same time, yesterday, Governor Whitmer was telling the UAW union members she will fight like hell to get more battery electric vehicle and semiconductor plants in Michigan. She was at the UAW's special bargaining convention over there at Huntington Place. And so it's easy to see that the governor wants to put money where she wants to put it with either people that have supported her politically or she hopes will support her politically. Is that oversimplifying it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think part of the issue here is that the new president of the UAW is some people characterizing as being out of the radical realm of the union membership instead of the Reuther slate, which was in power for 75 years in the UAW and grew out of a decision that Walter Reuther made originally that they would run the union by kind of managing their elections. And this is the first year that they had a direct election of a member from the UAW membership. They've never had that before. And he vowed to take a very tough stance in bargaining with these companies. And so, I mean, I think there's this little bit of politicking going on here with the UAW membership itself, and I'm not sure how this will work out if we have a confrontation between the new leadership of the UAW and Ford Motor Company, for instance. That I don't know how that works out in terms of building these new plants. So it's an interesting time, especially in labor relations, and I think it will not bode well for the companies and their electric vehicle opportunities.
Well, there was no bill signing ceremony for the overturning the right to work law and the prevailing wage law reinstatement, but there was yesterday an ability to stand in front of the UAW and say, look what I did on Friday. How about that? There was the money shot for you, I guess. Dennis Muchmore with the Honigman Firm, Michael Patrick Shields on radio stations across the state of Michigan, worldwide at mibigshow.com. And welcome to Wednesday. When it comes to supporting your health, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are ready to help. They've been serving the people and communities of Michigan for 84 years because they believe the right care starts in the community. That's why they partner with organizations on programs that encourage healthy lifestyles, address health disparities, and increase access to quality health care for everyone, such as supporting free and low-cost clinics all across the state. Blue Cross is ingrained in Michigan, and when you're a member, you never have to travel far for access to the care you need. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, along with virtual care for both physical and mental health, you can access the care you deserve whenever and wherever you need it, bringing you peace of mind. Download the BCBSM mobile app, which provides members with instant personalized information and support to help track their coverage and claims, avoiding unexpected surprises. So wherever you are in your health journey, Blue Cross is ready to help.